Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning and welcome to our Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis, and it's Tuesday morning, and we are in a conversation about the wilderness, and we are committing to walking through the wilderness with Jesus, to starting a conversation with Him in the morning that then lasts throughout the day. So grab your Bible, a journal, cup of coffee, cup of tea, find that spot, and let's begin a talk with Jesus. Now, this last Sunday, we talked about the wilderness without Sunday, and we talked about how God in this season is reminding us that we are the house, that you are the temple, that I am the place where the Spirit of God dwells. And in the midst of this crazy season, even particularly without Sunday morning, the message that God is bringing to us by the power of His Spirit is, you are the house. And that is the theme that we're going to develop this week in all kinds of ways. And this morning, I want you to go to Matthew chapter 5, and the title of the podcast this morning is Make It Right. And the question is this: who do you have something against, or who has something against you? What relationship in your life right now needs a little bit of attention, a little bit of mending? What relationship needs to be reconciled? And reconciliation is a New Testament word, which means to put back together or to sew back together what has been torn. What relationship in your life has been torn and it needs to be mended? And this can be a hard question and a hard topic, because sometimes there can be a great deal of hurt and confusion over these relationships that really do need reconciliation. And some of us have tried so hard to do it, and it's like not very much ground has been covered. But who do you have something against? Who has something against you? And you want and you know that you need to make it right. Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse 23, says this: therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there you remember that your brother or your sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to them. Then come back and offer your gift. Now, culturally, relationally, socially, that was a crazy thing to say. It was actually a blasphemous thing to say, because nothing was more important than the temple. And the picture Jesus paints here is of a person with an animal sacrifice at the temple, in line, waiting for the altar to offer the sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma, as a worship offering to God, doing what is most important, because there's nothing more important than the temple. And Jesus would say, absolutely, there is nothing more important than the temple, but you and your brother, or you and your sister, are the temple. You and your brother, you and your sister are the house where the Spirit of God dwells. What Jesus is doing is He is redefining the temple. He is redefining the house. He is saying, you and your friend, you and your spouse, you and that person that maybe you have something against, or they have something against you, you and that person are the temple. The temple has become personal. The temple has become relational. Jesus is redefining what the temple, the place where the Spirit of God dwells, which has now become a person, you and your brother, or you and your sister. So Jesus is not saying something is more important than worship. No, He's saying, let's talk about what worship truly is. How do you worship God? How do you love God? By loving God's kids. So not only is the temple being redefined, But worship is being redefined because Jesus would say the way to worship or the way to love God and to truly offer him a sacrifice is to love his kids, maybe especially right now those that we need to make it right with, those that have something against us or those that we might have something against. And it's very interesting that Jesus in verse 24 says, first go and be reconciled. There's an urgency. There's a don't wait. There's a do it quick. And part of that is because Jesus is saying that reconciliation is more important than standing there with your offering at the temple to sacrifice that animal. But I think what Jesus is also saying is that when we put reconciliation first, when we don't wait, when we pursue, when we in humility go after that person that we're trying to make it right with, when we do it first and fast, it communicates relationally to that other person how important they are to us. If we wait, that other person will feel like they're not important, like they're not on our mind, like they're not in our heart. But if we go first, if we go fast, if there's an urgency to reconciliation, that person will feel valued. And that can create a bridge that makes making it right or reconciliation possible. Jesus said this in so many other places, but I think it's a good tip for you. I know it's a good tip for me. When we go to make something right, we must go low. We must own our stuff. We must go in humility. We must look and talk about the log in our own eye if we ever even get to the speck in their eye. But we must not only go fast, but we must go first and own our stuff. And that sometimes can be the only bridge to the Spirit of God working what he wants to work within his temple unto reconciliation. And I know this is the case for me, and I know this is the case for you. There are some relationships where there has been so much tension, so much tearing, so much hurt, that approaching is not even possible right now. And that's when maybe the only first step is prayer. To leave our gift at the altar and just begin to pray, oh God, you must move this or that to even create the possibility for me to go first and seek to make it right or to reconcile. Sometimes prayer is the only first step unto reconciliation. And speaking of prayer, that's what we're about this morning. These podcasts are intended to be a launching point to a conversation with God. So let's begin to pray. And the model of prayer that I want to encourage us in this morning is what's called practical prayer. Because often when we pray, it's a little bit more of a religious prayer, and it becomes boring because it doesn't really deal with real life and these relationships and these tensions that we're dealing with all the time. But practical prayer is just that. It's practical. So what we're saying to God is, God, who do I need to make it right with? Who do I have something against? God, how do I do it? What is the first step? God, what do I say? I'm not sure what to say. What is going on inside of me that I need to be aware of, God, so that I can, you know, see who and how and what to say? And just prayer is not to be religious. It's to be practical. It's to be real because we're talking to Jesus as we're talking to a friend. And so practice that model of practical prayer and just continue a conversation with Jesus today as we walk through the wilderness with Jesus, focusing in on leaving our gift at the altar and making it right with our brother, with our sister, because we are the house. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.